这次我把我刚刚从Dallas 回来，佛牧师、冯师母还有他们的家人向大家问安。我就可能交通一下这一次去的跟佛牧师他们在一起，感谢主，神是有带领。所以我看到有一些新来的，大概不晓得我们在讲谁。佛牧师是在我们当中过去带领这个教会，他现在已经95岁了，他退休到了 Dallas， 有一个他的照片哈，在两个星期以前，我们听到说佛牧师身体不太好，那我们在祷告会里面也为他祷告。那上一个星期圣明弟兄就打电话给我说他有感动想去看佛牧师，那我说感谢主，我也有这个感动，所以我们就准备这个礼拜一起礼拜五一起开车去 Dallas， 两部车，然后就礼拜六看佛牧师然后回来。但是你们知道礼拜四是July 4th， 那教会有很多回修的事情，那圣明弟兄也想着接着这，他要把餐馆关了 weekend， 然后去那边，所以他就想，既然关了，他也利用一些时间去看他的亲戚在 Oklahoma City， 所以他就跟我说，他不能跟我一起去。那我想了，哦，他不去的话，那我就可能改天，因为我的女儿跟女婿来了，那我不要去接他们，然后就离开了，回来了再送他们到飞机场，我不希望这样子，但是所以我就说我这样子好了，我就主日下午我们开车去，有阿明就是佛牧师的侄子要跟我一起去，天使弟兄也要去，所以我们就准备三个人开车去。我们礼拜三的祷告会也为佛牧师祷告，然后完了以后佛妈妈就打电话给我，我从她的声音里面我觉得她很想我们马上去，不要再等了。那我到了那边才知道当天佛牧师真的很不舒服，所以他的感觉里面就是说不晓得佛牧师有多少时间，那所以他就打电话来叫我，你们还是赶快来。那我就跟天使打了电话，跟阿明打了电话，我们就说好，我们马上就去。那就礼拜就是因为我们希望是一起跟圣明弟兄一起，所以我们在这个准备就是跟以前的计划一样，就是礼拜五离开，然后在 Dallas 住一个晚上，第二天早上去。那我就问冯牧师说不是问冯牧师，我问冯师母说什么时候可以去看他们，他说他平常是睡到12点钟，那你们要来的话他可能可以早一点起来。我说早一点是几点钟，他说8点钟好了，你们8点钟来，那这样子你们来一个小时或者两个小时呢，你们就离开，他就可以休息了。那你知道我们交通了多少时间， 我们交通了四个小时，从八点钟到那边。从八点钟到那边，我们就开始有聚会。我走以前，我就有这个感动，我要预备一些诗歌，跟在那边大家有个敬拜，所以我就预备了一些诗歌。到了那边，冯牧师也是有同感，他也预备了一些诗歌，我今天就带回来给大家。他这首，他说他这四首的诗歌，这个可以吗？后面好像很多 feedback， 这边有声音，应该。我已经很近了，行吗？OK， 那个我们神其实真的实在是有带领在这个事情上面。你知道我们礼拜三祷告会用的是哪些经文？记不记得？是诗篇十六篇。我们到那边的时候，佛牧师说他要送给我们两本书，两张圣经，一张圣经是诗篇十六篇，一张的圣经是路加福音二十四章。所以我们等一下，我们以后可以想一下，他希望我们教会读两本书，旧约里面的是以赛亚书，新约里面的是希伯来书，就是刚刚弟兄用在擘饼的时候用的经文。他教我们说，希望我们能够好好的去读这两本书。或者再讲一下他现在的健康的情形，让大家知道，这样子我们可以知道怎么为他祷告。他有一个叫什么aneurysm， 他是因为大家知道他过去有心脏病哈，那他的这个有一个主要的从他的身体到脚分支两个 major arteries， 在肚子那边他的 artery 就应该平常是三公分。他去五年前去查的时候是五公分，就是 it's blowing up， 好像一个 bubble， 就是那个 aneurysm， 就是怕他这个破掉了。如果这个血管破了，大概五分钟，在五分钟之内你没有就没了，因为这个是 major artery， 那个血都流光了。所以五年前他就做了一个手术，就是从大腿那个 artery 里面放了一个管子进去，那个管子就是好像 take over the pressure， 就是不会让它再膨胀，就是呀，然后它慢慢就缩了。缩回到原来的就是三公分这样子，所以他这五年就蛮好的，但是最近去查了，又胀起来，就胀到5.3公分，比以前还要大。所以医生说这个手术是可以做的，也是会蛮成功的，不会很大的 risk。所以但是呢，他先要给他做一个 CT scan， 那做 CT scan 的时候就，要看看他的肾的功能怎么样，因为都要放带进去。那他们查这个他的肾功能的，他的肾功能只有，好像只有30几%。那如果再放这个带进去，就可能 compromise 他的肾脏。会，他们医生不敢做，不敢给他做 CT scan。那不做 CT scan 就不能做这个手术。那然后再发觉另外一个就是他心脏，这个心肌，那个 muscle 已经退化了，就是不能没力量把这个血 pump 到全身，所以也需要做手术，但是做这个也是会影响他的肾脏。那所以这三件事情，我们说他很想念 Kansas City 的弟兄姐妹，他想回来这边看大家，他家人不让他回来，是我在车上他绑安全，你绑了安全带，如果车子一紧致，把这个比较好一点吗 ？OK，OK， 呀，那如果有emergency braking 这就是停得很突然的话，他可以把这个压迫他的血管，那所以他们不敢让他来。那我们就说，如果有机会的话，我们把 Kansas City 带到 Dallas， 把我们弟兄姐妹去看他。他非常的兴奋那天。我妈妈礼拜三打电话的时候，她的确是身体不好，但是她说第二天就好多了。然后礼拜五，她准备我们8点钟去，那我们就她就5点钟起来，那一直到我们8点钟到那边跟圣灵弟兄会合，在那边我们就敬拜祷告唱诗歌，很享受，就是一直到12点钟。我是讲一下，其实我觉得佛牧师他还是希望他，其实那个时候他常常说，就跟冯师母说，希望他没有搬去 Dallas， 他希望还是在这边。但是冯师母是说不可能啦，因为他们年纪大，要在孩子身边，所以他们向弟兄姊妹问安。那我刚才已经讲过了，那他送给我们2卷书，我们以后我们可以交通一下，我们怎么样去，希望弟兄在神里面给我们的，我们是不是看这2本书，就是以赛亚书，跟旧约是以赛亚书，新约是希伯来书，他说希望我们好好的去看这2本书。然后2章就是16篇跟路加福音24章。还有他有一些，我留一些给天使交通，就是他讲了，他用了3段的经文哈，但记得你讲好了，我大概就交通在这里。我们来唱一首歌，是他给印了四首诗歌，那其中一首，但是他的诗歌本都跟我们他用的跟我们不一样， 英文当然是完全一样了。在我们诗歌本是77首 ,Hymn 77, Rock of Ages Clap for Me, 万古磐石歌。但是我们用我们诗歌本，因为我这个没有弄好，就以后再发给大家。77首。
汤尼弟兄其实把所有的东西都讲得差不多了，我就只有一点点补漏。就是汤尼弟兄说的那个 artery 的 size， 我觉得他说是公分，我估计是 millimeter not centimeter。 另外一个就是说那三个他说的冯牧师说的三段圣经，冯牧师的意思就是说他总结他一生，他就是在最主要就是说他眼睛看在耶稣身上，耶稣身上他就有三个 point， 三点。第一个就是他肯，都是中文，他肯。第二个是他能，第三个是他在。他肯就是说主耶稣有那个意愿来对我们这些罪人，对我们这些必死的人愿意来拯救我们。第二个是他能，因为他是神，他是神的儿子，他是有那样的能力。第三个是他在，他在的意思就是说如果我们完全信靠，把我们的一切都托付给神，那神是 always there， 他就是老和我们在同在。我想他说的就是说汤尼弟兄刚才讲的，就是说讲了我们和冯牧师冯妈妈一家待了有四个钟头，我们最初说的是15分钟20分钟或者半个钟头，最后我们和他们待了四个钟头。你想想一个95岁的老牧师坐在那里陪我们陪那么长时间，而且他精神，你看你看那照片是我照的， 但是不是说是叫他们坐在那里祷，是他们在和弟兄姊妹说话的时候，我趁着那个空隙祷的。所以你看冯牧师脸是朝正的，你看冯妈妈正在和弟兄姊妹谁在讲话呢，说啥呢，我是搭配的。所以你们要喜欢要他们的照片，我还有和那个表情不一样的，神情不一样的，我免费的和你们晒啊。另外一个就是还是一个 little surprise， 是我们进冯牧师家的时候，正好那一个永芳姊妹要离开，是为啥她到冯牧师冯妈妈家去陪爸爸妈妈住了一个礼拜，她正好要回去，她往出走，所以给弟兄们姊妹们就是匆匆忙忙打了个招呼，招了一下手，她就离开了。还好她是说是她的那一个啥他的出租车在门外边就马上就要来了，所以就是急急忙忙和大家做了一个快快的道别。还有一个啥我在下边都想好了，就是这就是冯牧师是和我们还是持续的，就是而且精神很好的和我们讲了，有大概我和汤尼弟兄下来算了一下，他大概和我们给我们讲他的在主里边的经历，讲了大概至少有四十分钟，至少有四十分钟。我想就像给我们有一堂的 message， 一堂的讲道一样的，他始终话其实不离耶稣，这就是特点。那还有就是啥？就是说头一天汤尼弟兄和我们两个share一个 room， 那么。他一说冯妈妈给他打电话，叫我们心情都非常有点沉重。为啥呢？他说冯妈妈就是意思说冯牧师的精神看起来不是那么振作，所以希望我们能够讲话的时间和他见他的时间短一点。那么就叫我们头一天心里是非常，你知道我在说什么。那么到第二天一看是完全不一样的，一看冯牧师那个样子，就是说给我们一个先是担心，但后边是好的 good surprise for the good， 对吧？所以这个还是真的是超过我们的所求所想了。这是一个，这就是冯妈妈的精神，冯妈妈的身体是非常非常好。她是当然也有这样那样的病，但是姊妹们，这弟兄姊妹们，谁你要是看的话，要是能看见冯妈妈的牙，我看她可能换了一副新的牙，不像我们和她在一起的时候那一个样子，但是看的样子是很好很整齐的牙。我不是说美观的事情，是她吃饭干啥可能就要整个的咀嚼啊啥能 improve。 但愿她一直身体好，能够帮助咱们来帮助好我们的冯牧师。这就是我和那一个冯牧师的大儿子，是我他你和我都和他说了好多话。他也退休了，他退休了就说他是退休了，冯牧师说也说他三十几年以前退休了，但是冯牧师的大儿子退休了，全世界来侍奉他的爸爸。冯牧师的儿媳也是退休年龄了，也来侍奉他的爸爸。冯妈妈身体也好，也来帮助冯牧师。那么一个好汉三个帮，我冯牧师有四周有三个他的儿女，也是神里边的弟兄姊妹来帮他，还有冯妈妈来帮他。那么众弟兄姊妹们，你们大可放心。另外一个汤尼弟兄刚才说了，说冯牧师他想回来，想看众弟兄姊妹，他就不是客气话，他你能看来他是实实在在的想回来，想看众弟兄姊妹。所以我们还在一路都在分析怎么能看，能叫他回来，坐飞机的开车呢干啥，真的是他是想回来。那还是这是他，对不起，他是在咱们众弟兄中间好多事，他 start 这一个教会，他在众弟兄之间就说在神里边的连接是那么亲密，他是舍不得大家。我还和汤尼开了一个玩笑，我说是那个摩西看迦南是只能看，但是冯牧师是从那走出去的，所以要想回来干啥，也不是像摩西那只能看不能回来的问题，是 他已经来过了，只要心里想念我们，就像他的弟兄刚才说的，他不能回来，我们有时间有机会也可以回去看他老人家，就是，所以说到底一句话就是，冯牧师的身体那一个照片你们也看见，不像我们担心的那样，所以愿神看顾保守，他在神里做了那么多工作，神不会忘记他的，我们众弟兄姊妹也不会忘记他的。另外最后一句就是，我有幸搭汤尼和阿明的电车，一听那个 Grace 姊妹一说，说是汤尼弟兄要去看冯牧师，我就说赶快从他那早上叫他给我 reserve 一个位置，我说这个还是要去了要看了，因为冯牧师办理了，教会有弟兄姊妹都去看过他们，我没去看过，我还是真的想去看一下他，还好感谢神去了。冯妈妈你看有一张照片，桌子上摆了那么多他们家里的出产，还是特别把他们的那个无花果一大盘给我们每个人都分了，是很享受的事情，是吧？汤尼，我就说那么多，如果你们还要有啥细节需要的，我无条件提供，谢谢大家。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
Is this close enough? Okay. All right. Last week we were in East Coast.
上周我们在东海岸。
And I, as the brothers sharing about their trip to the south.
同弟兄刚才分享他们去南边的旅程。
And I realized there is a common ground in this trip.
我就觉得我们的旅程其实有相同的地方。
You guys saw the picture of our dear Pastor Fong.
我们看见亲爱的冯牧师的照片。
And there's so much teaching and so much a message that all flooded back to me while I was looking at his face.
我就是看到他的脸庞的时候，就有许多过去的信息和教导，好像就流向我。
And I can borrow the theme of what I learned last week to describe what I saw.
我可以借用我上个礼拜所听见的信息的主题来描述我的感觉。
When I saw Pastor Fong's face, I saw someone was caught and kept by the heavenly vision.
当我看见冯牧师的脸，我就感觉到我看见的是被天上的那个呼召所抓住的那一位。
As they clear in Acts 20 and 27.
就像在在使徒行传第几章？
20 to Verse 27.
使徒行传二十七章，二十章 ，OK， 二十章二十七节。
For I shrink not from declaring unto you the whole counsel of God.
因此，神的旨意我没有一样避讳不传给你们的。
Really thank the Lord for such a.Faithful servant among us. We're truly privileged.
感谢神，实在有这样一位忠心的仆人存在我们的当中。
We're truly blessed.
我们是有福的。
So continue this the fellowship. I was in the East Coast Christian Family Conference for the last week.
接下来我要分享一点，就是我们去到那个东岸。基督徒家庭的聚会。
I was just so blessed by the family there. It's not just brother and sister. We actually saw the whole family, and not just see one generation. Now I see second, because they're the second generation and third generation all gather in together to participate in spiritual riches.
在那个聚会当中，感谢神，我不只看见一个一个的基督徒，我看到许多的家庭。 还有的家庭，他们不只是一家，他们是一代、二代、三代都在一起。
Ellen Chi sent her greeting to all of you.
基弟兄的女儿 Ellen Chi，她向大家问安。
She brought her daughter Jaden to the conference, the family conference.
她带着她的女儿，名字叫 Jaden， 也来参加那个聚会。
And greeting from Zhen Yong, our dear brother.
我们亲爱的弟兄, 正勇弟兄 也向大家问安。
And Faith and what's her name? I forgot. Faith the mommy wants you. Oh,
Yang Li.
还有波, we also met them and also send their greeting.
杨毅和 Face 也向大家问了，还有曾勇的 岳父，他们也遇见曾勇的岳父。
And we met so many people that also knew Peter and Betty and so many. So I really encourage those of you who has children to bring, because this is a Christian family conference. And children and parents and grandparents all receive the same message. So it's truly blessed.
我很鼓励大家，我们当中有家庭的，就是那个聚会比较特别，就是他们是一种家庭的形式，以家庭的单元，所以很鼓励大家去。
And the first meeting was shared by someone who, a leader or the who actually met his wife. There and got married in the conference, and this is his. They celebrated the very first night, the 50th anniversary there.
第一位信息的弟兄，他就是介绍说，当年他就是在这个特会上遇见他的姊妹，然后他见证说，他们已经结婚50周年了。50年前，他们是在那个地方结婚的，在大会里面结婚的。
So
50 years ago, the marriage ceremony is at the conference. Okay.
But anyway, I just wanted to share a little bit. I was trying to think what should I share. It's like coming back from 4 days feast and then try to describe what I had for the past 4 days. Very hard.
我一边在说，我一边在想说，到底应该分享什么？好像我经历了一个4天多的盛宴，也很难，就是说一言难尽。
So I would like to start with a picture that the psalmist has described in Psalm 133.
我想分享一个是在诗篇132篇中的一幅图画。 133.
Mm-hmm. And it says, Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
看那弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
It is like a ointment poured forth.
就好比那贵重的油
The pour upon Aaron's head and come down to the beard, even the skirt of his garment.
浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他衣襟。
And at the end it says, it's the Lord commanded the blessing forevermore.
因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
This is a picture of a vision, the heavenly vision.
这是一个属天的意象。
It was, I never thought that Psalm 133 has anything to do with the heavenly vision. But this time I saw this, because the song started with, Behold how good it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. I thought this was a psalm about unity among the brethren.
以前我从未想过这是一个属天的意象，但回到这首诗歌开始说，看那弟兄和睦同居，何等的善，何等的美。所以通常我以前的印象，觉得这首诗篇就是说到弟兄们我们的合一。
But it was actually, it was tried to describe because there was the very next word says, it is like.
接下来就说这好比。
It's like a precious ointment poured forth.
好比贵重的油倒出来。
Ointment we all know, pour forth is the pouring out of the Holy Spirit for blessing.
我们都知道这倒出来的油乃是表征圣灵的祝福。
So, what is this pouring forth upon? It is upon a high priest, a head of Aaron.
这个油倒出来乃是倒在大祭司亚伦的头上。
So there is a headship that we see in this picture.
这个我们在这里要看见那个头。
Oh, it didn't stop there. It continued to the beard and to the skirt of his garment.
不仅如此，从头上流到胡须，再流到衣襟。
So this picture has a head and also has a body.
这幅图画里面有这个头，也一直有这个身体。
And that ties back to this, the beginning of this verse. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
这就回到这首诗歌一开始他说看啊弟兄和睦同居何等的善何等的美。
So this is where I start. I begin to see that yes, this heavenly vision that Paul is talking about in Acts.
我就在这里能够看见保罗在使徒行上所说那个天上来的异象。
Because the heavenly vision is like, what is heavenly vision? It's so big.And it's related to the eternal, you know, purpose of God. And it's so big. How can you describe this heavenly vision?
我们知道说属天的意象太大了，这关乎神永远的旨意。那我们怎么来表达，或者怎么来看见？
And so, Paul says in his, on his, when he was called to, When on his way to Damascus, he was actually caught by this vision. And it's in Acts 2:15.
在《使徒行传》22:15.
And it says, Paul, why are you persecuting me? And then Paul asked, who are you? And then the voice says, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting.
这保罗扑倒在地，听见声音对他说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
So what Paul was seeing was, okay. Also, let's see. Did I miss that?Okay, so what Paul said was, and later on he said, the voice said, in verse 16, rise and stand on your feet, and I have, oh, Paul just fall down when he saw the light, he fell prostrate before the light, and then verse 16 says, rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both to, both of things which you have seen and of the things which I have yet revealed.
You're referring chapter 20.
Chapter 22, verse 15 to 16.
22:15-16. 当保罗扑倒在地看见大光的时候，那后来他问主要做什么？15:16那里说，因为你要将所看见所听见的对着万人做见证，现在你为什么单言呢？起来求告他的名受洗，洗去你的罪。
What Paul saw already, here says there's two things that God, Paul saw. Paulsaw that through his upbringing we all know that he knew God. He studied God, he knew who he is, and he's devoted Jews.
我们知道说保罗他前半生他是一个敬虔的犹太人，他研究神，他很有知识。
But on the prime of his career, as he was pursuing to become to become a law lawyer, he was puzzled by this he met Christ in a way that he can't quite sure. He knew that on one hand he was pursuing Judaism, but on the other hand he has encountered Christ, the one who has crucified on the cross. He was died on the cross, and he said his teacher had once probably said to him, you know, this will become past. You know, this whole thing will be over, and you can continue to pursue Judaism.
我们知道这保罗，他是立志要做一个犹太教里面的律法师，所以他一生都在那样的追求。但他一边在追求的时候，他又遇见了这位死里复活的耶稣基督。虽然当时也许他的老师跟他说，耶稣基督钉十字架，这一切就通通结束了。但是他在大马色的路上，他遇见了复活的主。
And he was trying to see who is this Christ, and then that's why the voice says you are like kicking, you're kicking the goats.
保罗在想要明白这位向他说话的究竟是谁。那声音对他说：“你用脚踢刺是难的。”
Have you ever experienced when you are so upset, so frustrated, you slammed your hand on the table and actually hurt yourself?
你有没有那样的时候？我们就是心里非常的烦躁，所以我们就会用手去拍打桌子，然后手就会很痛。
In his frustration, that's what he meant by kicking the goats.
那就是好像是一个用脚来踢刺的感觉。
Every time he touched this resurrected Christ, when he persecuted the saints, he touched something that he had never experienced while he was pursuing Judaism.
每一次当这个保罗他逼迫基督徒的时候，他好像就是在那里用脚踢刺，他碰到那个复活的基督，这和他以前在犹太教里的那个感觉完全不一样。
So, in Ephesians 1:18,
在以弗所书第一章十八节，
The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召何等有指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
When God, Paul actually saw something when he persecuted Christians. There is something in those followers of Christ that cannot stop, and not even death. The death of Stephen did not stop, only make it more.
当保罗他在逼迫基督徒的时候，他在这些跟随基督的人身上看见一件事，就是他没法阻止他们，就是死亡也没有办法阻止他们，就是斯提凡死了，这也不能阻挡。
So for the days to come, the fullness of Godhead dwells bodily in the church, in the body of Christ.
保罗渐渐的他看见神一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在基督的里面，在他的教会当中。
So today it is so I go back to where we are right now, even though it's such a heavenly vision that I'm here in my very limited word try to explain, but here in the church we can experience, because that's how God revealed the Godhead in the body of Christ.
我今天真的是想尝试用有限的话语来解释这个天上的意象，就是神他一切的丰富都是在他的教会当中。
Not only in the church, Jesus, Paul wrote in Ephesians 5:30 and 2:32.
在以弗所书五章二十三节，保罗这样说。
He understands that this heavy vision, what he saw, was so hard to explain, and he even referred it as mystery.
他说的那个奥秘，你说以弗所书
五章三十到三十二节。
三十到三十二。
But this is how he explained, for we are member of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones.
因为我们是他身上的肢体，有古卷说就是他的骨，他的肉。
And it goes on to talk about the relationship of a marriage union.
接下来就说到那个婚姻的联合。
And then from here, he continued to come back to say, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
接下来他就说，这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
So once again, we can experience this great heavenly vision, this mystery of Christ here in our marriage, which is day-to-day of most intimate relationship here on earth. And God put that in front in our life so that this is we can experience the mystery. We can it's no longer a mystery. We can we can experience that.
这个极大的奥秘神借着我们在地上最亲密的关系就是夫妻之间夫妇的关系来向我们启示，所以它不再是一个奥秘，是我们每天都可以经历的。
So in our church lifeIn our marriage life, we can experience and see this heavenly vision made known to us.
是借着这个教会的生活，借着夫妻的生活，我们可以看见这个天上的异象。
And there's lastly the third thing is that we need to have ear to hear him.
最后就是说我们要能听见他。
This is in Revelation chapter 2 and 3.And in the seven churches,
在启示录第二章的七个教会。
Every single by at the end of every single letters to the seven churches.
给教会的七封书信，在每一封书信的结尾。
It says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches."
圣灵向众教会所说的话。凡有耳的就应当听。
There are so many precious words and messages given to us, and it's all revealing to us this heavenly vision of Christ and His church, His bride.
有这许多宝贵的话，有许多宝贵的信息给我们，都是向我们启示那属天的意象，就是基督。
And it declares from the very podiums here by Fo Mu Shi and many other brothers and sisters who are faithful to this whole counsel of God.
当其实我们看见，就是佛牧师所见证的，也是许多宝贵的弟兄姊妹所见证的，就是看见神那个丰富永远的旨意。
And let's have ear to hear these precious words.
让我们在这里，让我们都能够听见那些宝贵的话。
Thank you.
谢谢。
My name is Ian Chen. I've been here for a while.
Hold the microphone, smile.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
You're gonna speak in English.
Okay, I'll show you in you. Okay. Sing English.He'll be my fan yi.
Okay.
Okay. My wife and I, Karen, recently had a mild bout with COVID-19. Fortunately, we survived. We're fine. And we thank you all for your kindness to us. For many of you prepared food for us while we were isolated. And we thank you for the great love that you showed us.
你知道我和我太太我们最近得了 COVID， 我们的症状虽然很轻，但是我们需要隔离。然后感谢弟兄姊妹的爱心，有弟兄姊妹来送食物给我们。
My wife composed this note for the church.
我太太写了一张卡片。
And I'll read it to you.
我读给大家听。
Dear family of God.
亲爱的神的家。
There are no words big enough to thank all of you for your tremendous and kind provision.
言语不足以表达我对你们所表达出来的善的感谢。
It was so unexpected, so perfect to meet the need. Thank you.
那是超过我所期望的然后完全的满足了我们所需的，感谢你们。
The family of God is a wonderful thing.
你们所做的实在是一件美事。
Your demonstration of love to us with such tangible provision was a joy.
你们所表达出来是有形有体的，是摸得着的。我非常的感谢。
Thanking God for awesome you.
我们也感谢神。
Ian and Karen Chen and our daughter and son-in-law Lillian and Joel.
是 Ian、Karen 还有我们的女儿。
Many years ago, I heard a preacher say that when the world can see the love between the saints, between the brothers and sisters, then they will say that there is a gospel that's worth believing.
很多年前我记得有一位牧师曾经说，当这个世界能看见弟兄之间的爱的时候，他们就会相信说这个福音值得相信。
And our Lord Jesus said, said these words, he said that when the world can see the love between the brothers and the sisters, that is the love between the believers one for another, you know, then you will say that this is real.
主也说，当这个世界看见弟兄之间的爱的时候，他们相信这个是真的。
It is a children's song that often is sung in some Sunday schools.
主日学的时候有一首孩子他们的儿歌。
It goes something like this. The church is not a building.
教会不是一座房子。
The church is not a steeple.
它不是那个尖顶。
The church is not a resting place.
教会不只是一个休息站。
The church is the people.
教会是这些人。
See, the church is not a building. It's not this building.
它不是一座房子。教会不是房子。教会是我们。
Received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
是我们接受了耶稣基督做救主的这样一群人。
See, it's not just doctrine and beliefs.
它不只是有这些教义。和所信条
But it's the living God coming into your heart and into your life.
乃是永生神进入我们的心，进入我们的生命。
To give you newness of life.
让我们有一个灵里面的新样。
See, you're not a Christian because you're here in this building.
我们不是因为在这里，所以才是基督徒。
You're a Christian when you become born again.
当你重生的时候，你就已经是基督徒了。
You have newness of life.
我们有一个生命的新样。
When you receive Jesus into your life.
当我们接受耶稣基督进入我们的生命。
And God puts His Spirit, Holy Spirit, within your heart.
神把圣灵放在我们心中。
And then all of a sudden, you're a brand new creation.
And 突然我们就成了一个新造的人。
You're not the same anymore.
我们不再和过去一样了。
He gives you, makes you into a new person.
神使我们成为一个新造的人。
My wife and I thank you.
我和太太就感谢大家。
For your display and show of love to us.
感谢你们所彰显的爱。
And if Christ is here, and I believe He is, if Christ is here,
如果基督在这里，我就是这样相信的。
Then you will not remain the same.
那我们不会是再像过去一样。
Through the power of His Holy Spirit and through His Word.
借着圣灵的大能，也借着神的话。
God will change you.
他要改变我们。
To transform you.
要更新我们。
To make you to be more and more like Jesus.
让我们更加的像耶稣。
So continue on in His love. Walk by faith.
让我们继续在他的爱中
，continue to serve him.
因信而行，来服侍主。
I want to share with you the promise of Hebrews 6:10.
我要分享，希伯来书。
For God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love.
希伯来书第六章第十节，因为神并非不公义，竟忘记你们所做的工。
For God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love in that you have ministered to the saints, as to the brothers and sisters.
就是先前伺候圣徒，
如今还是伺候。Continue to do so. Well, may the Lord bless you all.
愿神祝福大家。